Welcome to the Generation Podcast, an audio resource dedicated to a generation of young people who are committed to total surrender to God and total dependence on His power to reach the world with the gospel of Christ. This podcast is designed to strengthen and encourage through a series of Bible-based practical talks. Many times, the best decision is the hard decision, and only faith can see the good that will result. Today, Bobby Bosler shares a tender part of his testimony that demonstrates this principle very well. Join us for this podcast entitled, Together for Good.
Welcome to the Generation Podcast. I'm Bobby Bosler, and I'm speaking to you today from Winder, Georgia. And what I want to speak to you about here today is a message that goes very deep for me. I've shared my testimony with some of you, and you've heard some of my story. I want to fill in some details today that I have not told you. Now, I've told you that as a child, my mother passed away, that I got very angry with God. I spiraled into rebellion for years, and yet God, in His grace and mercy, recovered me, and God brought me to surrender as a teenager in high school, and God brought me through dealing with a number of hidden sins. God called me to preach, and He sent me to Bible college, and after Bible college, I launched out into the ministry, and many of you have had contact with me since then. And, you know, I'm thrilled that God is using my life, but my story begins well before I was ever born. You know, before I dive into the rest of my story, my life verse has been Romans 8:28, which says, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose." I've adopted that as my life verse a number of years ago because I felt like it is my life's message. Obviously, my life is about the gospel, but as far as the circumstances of my life and what's brought me here to this point, it has been the goodness of God. And God taking a story that should not have resulted in good and God bringing much good through it. The year was 1984. Her name was Ruth. Ruth had had some very difficult years as a young teenager. God brought her back to Himself through the care of her parents and an academy in North Jersey where she received Bible instructions. And God really began to get a hold of her life. After high school, she went off to Bible college. In Bible college, her freshman year, she was soaking in the classes. She was soaking in the Bible teaching and preaching. And yet, as this is a temptation in any Bible-saturated environment, it's easy to coast. And instead of digging into the Word yourself and instead of having a vibrant relationship with God, it's very easy just to drift and let the classes be good enough for you and your walk with God. And it was this drifting after her freshman year that led her to some unwise choices during the summer between your freshman and sophomore year. I'm not going to go into detail, but when you begin to drift from God, you can do some things you never thought you would do. One fateful night, she was with some people, honestly, she shouldn't have been with, in a place she shouldn't have been, doing things she should not have been doing. And before the night was done, a deed had been done that would forever change her life. She was ashamed. She knew it wasn't right. She went back to Bible college, no doubt, with a guilty conscience. And back in Bible college, some things started going wrong with her body. She didn't know what was going on, but she had a hard time getting out of bed in the morning. She felt extremely exhausted all of the time, and she began to suspect what might be. So she went to a local right-to-life clinic and got a pregnancy test. That pregnancy test came back positive. And she realized that the deed that had been done because of her drifting had resulted in a life-altering pregnancy. Now, I want to freeze there for just a second. I want you to imagine if that was your life. I want you to imagine that if you had a difficult growing up years, if you were in rebellion against the Lord, and God got a hold of your heart and you began to get a vision for yourself and you went off to Bible college, and then you drifted and made some pretty bad choices. It'd be real easy to think that God's plan for your life was over. But I want you to know, God's plan for your life is not over, and it was not over for Ruth. You see, Ruth was at a crossroads. There were a number of things she could have done. She could have terminated the pregnancy, and nobody would have known. She could have gone back to doing what she had done before. She could have pursued the rest of her Bible college and finished and done whatever her heart desired to do after that. But she knew that wouldn't have been right. She knew that God values life from the moment of conception. She could have gone through with the pregnancy and kept the baby for herself. And some might argue that might have been a good thing to do. However, she knew that as someone who was in Bible college, she didn't have the financial resources to take care of a child. It would have likely resulted in her having to drop out of Bible college. It would have resulted in, a life for me, in case you haven't caught it by now, I was that baby. Of much hardship and challenge, and she didn't want that. She wanted to make sure that I would have what I needed. She would have wanted to make sure that I would have had two parents that loved me and would raise me for the Lord, and she felt that if she kept me, it would have been a selfish decision, and it would have been a decision that would have resulted and not God's will for my life. So she did what she felt was right, what I believe was right, what I know was the right decision to do. She chose to go through with the pregnancy. Her parents orchestrated for her to be able to spend some time in near Mount Joy, Pennsylvania, and in that area, in a safe environment, to finish her pregnancy and to have me at Lancaster General Hospital. And she furthermore decided that she would give me up to a family that loved God, to a family that had the financial resources to take care of me, to a family that would raise me for the Lord. And she worked with Bethany Christian Services, who gave her several profiles of different families that were candidates to take me. And she chose my parents for a number of different reasons, one of which was because they had a piano in their living room and she wanted me to be raised musically, because she was a musical person and she believe that genetics would result in me being a musical person, which if you know me, I love to sing. I love music. And so she went through with her decision. I've read this to some of you in the letter that she gave to me. She said when she held me in her arms, it was the hardest thing she'd ever had to do, to go home from that hospital without me. And yet she knew it was the right thing to do. Can I say this, young people? She made a decision of faith. It was very difficult. It required surrender. It required a choice to do not what she felt like doing in the moment, not what she wanted to do, but what she knew was right. She gave me up for adoption, and many of you who've heard my story know the rest of the story. My parents adopted me. They loved me as their own. I never once struggled with bitterness or a feeling of illegitimacy. But instead, I knew that I was in this home because my parents chose me and they loved me. And I also knew that my birth mother, Ruth, that she loved me as well. And I knew that she had given me up not because she didn't want me, but because she wanted the best for me. She made a choice of faith, young people. And in a moment of life where she could have thrown up her hands and thought, I might as well not even try to do right. God could never bless me now. Instead, she chose to do right and entrust me into the hands of God. She told me that her only hope was that I would be saved. Well, in case you haven't put two and two together now, back this last June, through a series of circumstances, I found myself, I realized that there was a pathway for me to find my mom. I prayed for months and months because I didn't want to just bowl into her life and wreck her life in case she hadn't told her family. I didn't know how me entering back into her life would affect things. And so I was very cautious. I spent time getting counsel from a number of different people, including my parents. And And in November of this last year, I believed that it was the right thing to do. I believed that God wanted her choice of faith and the blessings that resulted from it to come full circle and right back to her. And so I chose to initiate contact through the Bethany Christian Services, and one thing led to another, and the day after Christmas, we met for the first time. It was an emotional meeting, as you could imagine. Much of the motion was probably prior to that as we exchanged emails and filled in the rest of the story. But I want you to know, young people, sometimes you come to a time in your life, and for one reason or another, whether it's because you've drifted or whether it's because you've allowed yourself to be around people you shouldn't be around, or just one little compromise that has led to bigger compromises, it's easy to think God cannot bless my life. It's easy to think to throw up our hands, and instead of making right choices in the moment right now, to just plunge headlong into wrong choices. But my mom didn't do that. She made the right choice to give me up for adoption, and God blessed that. I'm now about ready to finish up my 8th year on the road full-time in evangelism. I've been able to preach the gospel to thousands, over 10,000 young people I've been able to preach the gospel to now. We've had, I think it's getting up, probably around 2,800 young people have trusted Jesus Christ as their Savior. I would call that God working her choice together for good. Do you understand this, young people? I should not be in existence. I shouldn't be living right now. And yet, God took her choice, which she would admit now was a wrong choice. That choice should not have happened. And yet, God said, all right, you're going to make a choice of faith. I'll tell you what. I'm going to take this young man. I'm going to call him to preach. I'm going to use him to show the devil what I can do, even with the sinful choices that he leads people to make. And I'm going to use him to lead thousands of young people to Jesus Christ. Young people, wherever you are right now, and by the way, I do want to mention this, she's doing very well. God continued to work in her life, and though I think we would all say we've made sinful choices, even after we've made some right ones, God brought her to surrender, and God brought her to the place where now she's serving with her husband, who's a believer, in a Bible preaching church in northeastern Philadelphia, where she and her husband, they help take care of the church grounds. She leads several ladies' Bible study classes and Sunday school classes. She leads the children's choir, and she and her family want God to use their lives. My brother, he's currently studying the Bible in a Bible institute in New York State. And my sister saved as well, and it's just a thrilling thing. And you know what? None of us are perfect, myself included. God has more. He's got more of a journey for every one of us ahead. But the thing that thrills me is that God took her choice of faith, and God worked it together for good. Literally, as Joseph said, to the saving of much people alive. Young people, I trust you'll be encouraged by this, that in your mess that you've made for yourself, if you'll just choose to depend upon God and do right, God would love to work your situation together for good. And young people, honestly, that's what the generation is all about. As you totally surrender to the will of God, and as you depend upon Him to do what He calls you to do, your life and those ripple effects of every choice of faith you make will turn the world upside down for Jesus Christ. I trust this has been a blessing to you. It's been a blessing to me. Thank you so much for listening.
Thanks for joining us for this episode of the Generation Podcast. For more faith-inspiring resources and information about joining The Generation, please visit thegeneration.org. That's T-H-E-E generation.org.